Today, we'd like to see the title of a heavenly country in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 12 up to 22. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What does it mean? Question 2 in verse 16. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. What is a better, that is, a heavenly country? And what attitude to our life should we have? Question 3, in verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. What kind of a faith did Abraham have when he offered up Isaac in a figurative sense? In the last time, we studied the general definition of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, we studied the specific definition of a Christian faith. Verse 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So Christian faith rooted from the word of God. Without the word of God, Christian faith would not exist. Then, and the requirement of faith to please God, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God or to make God happy. Because he who comes to God must believe that he is. God is present. So we should be consciousness of God is present always, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we should believe God gave an answer because we diligently seek God for whatever answer. God's answer, yes, no, or waiting. So three ways God will answer. Then we study the forefathers believers who died in the Old Testament time. Abel, Enoch actually he didn't die, but he passed away. He was caught up with God in heaven. Then Noah, then Abraham, then Sarah. Then verse 13, these are all the forefather believers, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, passed away in faith, not having received the promise. What are the promises? The promise of a coming Messiah and God's promises therefrom. So coming Messiah, so the Holy Spirit dwells in all believers in New Testament time. Also, all believers will receive the fruit of the Spirit during daily lives. So a lot of it is God's promises. So they did not have seeing the coming Messiah, coming the Lord Jesus Christ, and the lot of promise in the New Testament time, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, were persuaded of them. So they had a vision of those promises, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. So their life on the earth, they feel strangers, pilgrims. Pilgrims, travelers toward a holy place called as pilgrims. For example, 102 pilgrims in the United States of America. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 said, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So all born-again Christians, we are pilgrims and strangers on this earth, looking for, longing for the heavenly country in this country. Verse 15, and truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, where they were born on the earth, they would have had opportunity to return their hometown. For example, the first 102 pilgrims had opportunity to return to England, but they didn't return to England because they had a sort of hope, desire to go to heavenly country. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country that is a heavenly, or a better that is a heavenly country. Heavenly country, that is the kingdom of God. We have the citizenship in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are waiting eagerly to seeing the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in heaven again. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. God did not ashamed of them, those believers who passed away in the Old Testament time as their God. Because God has prepared a city for them. So here the city, Book of Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, or had been gone away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, indicating us, born-again Christians, adorned for her husband, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, therefore, we have a desire to live in the heavenly country or the kingdom of God, where the Lord Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the God the Father. So therefore, even if we do not achieve a certain earthly goal, don't be discouraged, because we live by faith, not by sight, with the desire to inherit the heavenly country. Number two, don't be so attached to this world's desires and possessions, because those are temporal and ultimately for God's glory. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, here is talking about Abraham's faith. And he was tested, or he was tried for Abraham's faith, offered up Isaac, and he who had past perfect tense, before past tense. He who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So how about Ishmael through Hagar, the handmaid of Sarah, the product of human effort or the work of the flesh by Sarah's suggestion to Abraham? God doesn't recognize it, but only the work of the Spirit. When Isaac was offered up on the Mount Moriah, his age was 13 years old. Abraham, 113 years old. So Genesis chapter 22, verses 1, now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Verse 2, then God said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac. Here God doesn't recognize Ishmael. Your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering at one of the mountains of which I shall tell you together. Then verse 14, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Because Abraham tried to offer Isaac, but Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together up there. So then God said, stop. You know, don't touch. Then God prepared a lamb between tree. So Abraham offered the dead lamb for burnt offering. That's why Abraham called the Hebrew word Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. So as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed is Isaac, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. So the author says, the author of the book of Hebrew, because the book of Hebrew author is anonymous, although many scholars assumed disciple Paul, but anonymous, this author says Abraham's faith to raise Isaac up even from the dead, verse 19. So therefore, Isaac is a type of Jesus Christ, or Isaac is a symbol of Jesus Christ, or Isaac is a figure of Jesus Christ. 2,000 years later, Jesus, through Isaac, Abraham, was crucified on the Mount Moriah for our sin. Verse 18, over whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, not Ishmael. Isaac was the son of a promise, not the son of a flesh. Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 to 6, God gave a first promise to Abraham. Then God brought Abraham outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed in the Lord, and God accounted it, which meaning accounted Abraham's belief, faith, to Abraham for righteousness. So God accounted Abraham as righteous because of Abraham's faith in God's word. Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, God promised through Sarah, you will have your descendant. Then Abraham fell on his face and leapt. This is showing the lapse of faith for temporal. And said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? So then verse 19, but God said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Verse 19, concluding that God was able to raise him up, raise Isaac up even from the dead. Even if Abraham killed Isaac to make an burnt offering sacrifice, so Abraham believed that God will raise up Isaac from the dead. So that's why this author said, from which he also received him in a figurative sense, in a figurative, which means in a symbolic sense. So Abraham also received Isaac in a symbolic sense from raising Isaac up even from the dead. So therefore, Isaac is a type of Jesus. Also, this is Isaac submissive to Abraham. Abraham, that time, 113 years old. So Isaac, about 13 years old. Isaac was able to resist against Abraham's catching him up in order to be offered for burnt offering. But Isaac, without resistance, submitted to Abraham. That is like a figure of Jesus Christ, fully submitted to God the Father to be crucified 2,000 years later. That's why here, a figurative sense. Verse 20, by faith Isaac. This is Isaac's faith, not Jacob's faith. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, that's why things to come. How about Isaac's faith? Isaac was deceived by Jacob and Rebekah, his wife, at the time of blessing his children. But Isaac did not foresee any deceit because he was blind. Here, his faith, Isaac's faith, is solely between himself and God. Faith is in personal relationship with God, not with any others. For example, a donor had given money to a beggar by faith in the commandment to love a neighbor as yourself. But the beggar was later discovered as a rich man. But God counted the donor's faith between donor and God's relationship. But later, it doesn't matter. For example, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1, now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, my son. And he answered him, here I am. So verse 22, so Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Because Rebecca prepared killed an animal skin. The hairy skin is rest up as Jacob's arm. That's why it's a hairy, you know, arm, like Esau's and a hairy arm. So that is Isaac said, the hands are the hands of Esau, and he did not recognize him because his hands, Jacob's hands, were hairy like his brother's Esau's hand. So he blessed him. So Esau blessed Jacob rather than Esau. So then verse 21, by faith Jacob, here talking about Jacob's faith, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph. Joseph's sons, first son Manasseh, second son Ephraim. Jacob crossed his hand, putting chief blessing on Ephraim, the second son, who later became leading tribe of Israel, the northern kingdom. So, and the second blessing on the first son, Manasseh. So Genesis chapter 48, verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, indeed your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Verse 16, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the last, let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Verse 17, now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased Joseph. So Joseph took hold of his father Jacob's hand to remove it from Ephraim, the second son's head, to Manasseh, first son head. Verse 18, and Joseph said to his father Jacob, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. Verse 19, but his father Jacob refused and said, I know my son Joseph, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother Ephraim shall be greater than Manasseh, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. Then worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff, or his cane, or his stick. How come? Because Jacob's crippled leg. Genesis chapter 32, verses 25-28. How come Jacob had a crippled leg? Now when he saw that God did not prevail against Jacob, God touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as God wrestled with Jacob. And God said, let me go, let God go, for the day breaks. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So God said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Jacob means hill catcher. So, and God said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed. Which means God allowed Jacob's ask to bless Jacob. So that's why God wants to change his name from Hillcatcher Jacob to Israel. Israel's spiritual meaning, ruled by God. So after then, the Israel following God's direction. So in that way, in that point, Jacob's leg was crippled. That's why he's leaning on the top of his staff or his stick. Verse 22, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, that time Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. Joseph's face to the things hoped for, the land of Canaan promised by God to Abraham. Because Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, then God said to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. That land indicates Egypt. And will serve them. They will afflict them, how long? 400 years. So Israel people, as slaves, served to Egyptians 400 years. But in the fourth generation, they shall return here, the promised land of Kenya, because the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. So is God said to Abraham, give a promised land of Canaan, so 400 years later. So Genesis chapter 50, verse 24-25, is Joseph's last word. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land of Egypt to the land of which God swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bond from here to the promised land. Here talking about Joseph's faith. Let's see each question answer in verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What does that mean? So the earlier believers in the Old Testament time who passed away in faith, they lived on the earth as strangers and pilgrims to see the coming Messiah, God's promise, and all other promises therefrom. Question 2, in verse 16, but now they desire a better that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For God has prepared a city for them. What is a better that is a heavenly country? That is the kingdom of God, ruled by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and what attitude to our life should we have? So our attitude should lead our life to wait for the Lord Jesus Christ coming soon, so we are living in the kingdom of God to be inherited forever. Also, we shouldn't be so attached to this world desire and possessions, because those are temporal and ultimately used for God's glory. Also, even if we don't achieve a certain earthly goal, don't be discouraged, because we live by faith, not by sight, with the desire to inherit the heavenly country forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Question 3, in verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise to offer up his only begotten son. What kind of faith did Abraham have when he offered up Isaac in a figurative sense? That answer, this author said, verse 19, resurrection faith. Even if Isaac was killed, God will raise him up from the dead. So that is a type of Jesus Christ. Okay, let's sing song all together, type one song.